That child has driven a horse and carriages through my life. She's 6 months old now. Everything's changing. She's like, basically, it's like having a job. And I'm like, I'm not even that high up in the firm. My girlfriend's got quite a good job. She's like running a department, but I'm factory floor.
Did you ever imagine yourself as a dad?
Yeah, I did. I really wanted to be. I've always really found, I love the company of children. I love being around them. It's nothing prepared me, though, for this sort of like giant iceberg of love colliding with my heart from the moment she was born. And now it's completely overwhelming and incredible.
You kind of think then when you're expecting a newborn that you've got to be this model parent. How much fear did that put into you at the time?
Well, not fear, just not fear, mate. Awareness of like, wow, I'm going to be responsible for this little person. I didn't know what gender the little person was going to be. But it's given me a great deal of focus. I'm very, very happy to have something to focus on. I don't know, have you got children?
Yeah, they've grown up a bit now, but I remember those early days and I was thinking, I hope I do everything right. I mean, there isn't an exact science manual, though, is there? But did you read up on it?
No, because I was dealing with the labour, like the pregnancy. Me and my girlfriend, I was just thinking, right, I've got to make sure my girlfriend is comfortable and all of that. And then we were just learning about labour. And I sort of almost forgot that straight away after the labour, you're a parent. And it was sort of, it felt so sudden. Also, everyone I spoke to said nothing can prepare you for it. Everyone said that nothing can prepare you for it. Someone said to me now, what's it like? I'd just be like, be present, pay attention, because I just didn't realise that it changes your brain. My brain changed immediately that it happened. I watched it as soon as she was born, like something switched on in me that's never been there before. So, no, there was nothing that I could have read. I read stuff about birth, but not about bringing up a child, because it changes every day. You think you're used to it, and then she does different stuff. Oh, she's like this now. On tomorrow, the next day, then it's like Ruby Tuesday. She's different every day.
How worried are you about the world out there and what she's going to be exposed to, though? Because there's so much going on. I mean, in the political world, for instance, it's been a real roller coaster of a year, hasn't it, that you've introduced her to?
No, I mean, well, God, would it have been any easier under the Mongol rule of Genghis Khan, or would it have been different under Caligula? You know, like, I mean, the world is the world. The material world is a projection of people's inner state. People have always been, you know, had jealousy and fear as much as they have love and surrender. So, no, I think, like, what I'll say is, hey, there's really crazy people in the world, and really, and people, a lot of people have unusual feelings. Just watch yourself, watch who you deal with, watch what you get involved in. So, no, not really, mate, not really. I don't feel like that because, you know, I think I'm generally speaking, Rob, optimistic about the world. My feeling is that people are beautiful, even people that you don't yourself. I think perhaps that's one of our roles. What is it you find beautiful about, e.g., Theresa May, or someone that you wouldn't naturally be inclined towards? If you sort of think, well, no, she's been through these things, and these are the things that are positive about her, and she's believes in God. And oh, Donald Trump, what's positive about him? I mean, some of it takes a while, but generally you can do it.
I don't know about you, but early on, you start mixing with other like-minded parents, and you start, without realising it, Russell, you're sort of comparing, aren't you? It's all about expectations and assumptions, and you start getting worried if they're not doing something they should be doing at a particular age. Are you into that already?
No, I've not done that. I mean, that's one of the things, because, you know, like, I just sort of, when she starts doing something, like turning over or, you know, talking, I sort of sometimes go, is that when they're meant to do it? But, like, I can really see that she's healthy and robust, so, you know, people are really varied, aren't they? So I know, like, if, like, you know, like, some kids start talking at this point, some kids start walking at this point. As long as she doesn't do anything unusual, like start smoking or smuggling or getting involved in knife throwing, you know, I'm happy for her to take her own course through it. And so far, it just seems amazing. And, like, I've got mates that have got kids, but no, I've been good with that, not comparing or having expectations.
I'm kind of fascinated how you're going to hold this subject on stage in front of an audience. Because, I mean, you will, of course, have new mums and dads out there nodding in approval, of course, as you're talking, I suppose, to a lot of things you're saying. What's your line going to be? What's your pitch going to be?
Well, it's more about the labour
and than the child rearing, to be honest. I describe the process of what it was like going through the pregnancy and the birth, interspersed with the year or so that I had being involved with politics and being involved in Hollywood, and how we are continually reborn through life and who are we really. So some of it is very profane and very rude, but some of it is kind of analytical, I suppose. But the humour comes from how intense and mad it is to go through childbirth with someone, and how insane and mad it is to go through being in the public eye and getting right stuck into politics and the kind of things that happen. So I've got good stories. Good stories about the birth of my daughter. Good stories about being involved in politics for a year or so. And then good stories about the audience, because they fill in surveys and tell me things like their most embarrassing sexual memory and their, like, people just tell you the strangest stuff about themselves, and then I go out and talk to them about that stuff. So there's a sort of a good blend of spontaneity, chaos, and I hope reflection and optimism.
You kind of sound like the perfect partner. It sounds as though Laura's got a real catch by the sound of it.
Look, this is a 10-minute interview. Anyone can pull it off for 10 minutes. I can seem decent and reasonable. But, like, no, I'm really involved with bringing up our daughter. But, yeah, my girlfriend is incredible and all over it. And, you know, I'm sort of working quite a lot. So it's sort of the division of labour falls quite heavily upon her. But I every day make sure that I'm involved in feeding her, that I'm changing nappies every day, and that I'm mostly, like, engaged with her.
This is kind of a different Russell Brand perception to the one most people have, I think. I think they're really warm to this Russell Brand. This is a guy who's recognising that there's someone more important in his life to worry about now.
Well, yeah, there's no question about that. That happened very, 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 very quickly.
And who better to ask, Russell, finally, about advice for new dads listening?
I think take care of your partner and try to make sure that you stay very conscious and aware of your own feelings, because otherwise you might go crazy. I think put them first so that they can look after the baby. I mean, but, like, I'm, like, you know, as I say, I'm present for it. Once the mum's not breastfeeding, then that's it. You're in there. I can do as much as she can. But I don't know. It's like my girlfriend has a different level of tolerance, a different level of dexterity. Seems in our house, and I wouldn't want to make assumptions about an entire gender, that biochemically my girlfriend does seem more naturally adept. But the playing and stuff, I'm doing pretty well with the playing. I don't know, in a way it's hard to give advice that other than very general advice of remaining present, because I think people are so multifaceted and varied. Whilst I believe there is a commonality and we're all in a way the same, it's almost like we all got to find our own way. We've all got to find our own path here.
And I'm sure Mabel already knows she's got a famous dad, but when she's consciously aware...
I don't know if she does know. But she doesn't seem to care if she does.
When she is consciously aware that she has got a famous dad, that'll make you really proud, I'm sure.
Oh, when we did... I was just in New York and I went to a big fancy gala with movie stars, a hotel in, like, a posh hotel in New York, and we bought her because, why wouldn't we? And, like, my God, having a baby at a black tie event that I was speaking at, and there was a standing ovation when I finished speaking, and I could see my baby. I thought, this is an interesting life I'm living now. I was very, very happy with that. And also, having a baby, it means you can leave pretty early, which is how I like things now. I don't drink, I don't take drugs. I can't wait to get out of those places, but it was a trip to be there with her.